This practice now serves 29,000 patients, which obviously is quite significant when you look at the average GP practice has about 8,000 patients. So we are a really large site and our patient list has grown. And so we have recruited to the workforce over the last few years. We're always recruiting and growing the workforce, and it's clinical and non-clinical workforce as well, because obviously there's a lot of background administration that goes into looking after our patients. So the key thing for us really is just making sure that we can deliver our services for the patients and what they need. Last year there was an estate survey carried out across Leicestershire, Leicester and Rutland, and that did identify this practice as being in the red zone and desperate need of additional estates to be able to cope with the number of patients. But there's no funding available for that, so the partnership has gone ahead and funded the extension itself so that we can make sure that we're keeping up with demand and delivering services. It's about offering more appointments and being able to grow the workforce, but it's also about looking at what services can we bring closer to home as well to help our patients, because obviously at the moment there's a lot of things that you have to go to the hospital for, and for some patients it's a really difficult journey. Not everyone has access to transport, and not everyone can travel alone, or working people and mothers and carers and stuff can really struggle to access those services as well. So we want to expand the workforce and offer more appointments, but we also want to see, well, what services can we bring into the practice that actually you might have had to before travel to a hospital for, and make it more accessible to patients. And then we'd really like to be able to become a teaching site as well, and a research site as well, just because then we're helping to train the future GPs that we so desperately need, and offering research to patients so they can be involved in the future of healthcare. A couple of really exciting projects that we'd like to look into. Obviously, the main driver for this is meeting patient need, but we also need to look after our staff and the reception area at the moment. That's never been refurbished since the building was built, and it's in the winter especially, it can be a really hard environment to work in. There's no insulation and the staff are really cold, bless them, and they're working so hard. So it's a bit of that as well, is actually making the building fit for purpose for the patients, but also making sure it's a comfortable place for our staff to come and work. So we're doing our best to minimise the impact on our patients, absolutely. The car park is going to be quite impacted, so the staff car park is going to be closed for the duration of the extension. We are going to keep the patient car park open, but it will be on a first come, first serve basis. So we do, you know, we do recommend that if patients can walk in, then to walk. The disabled bays obviously are their priority for blue badge holders as well. And we will have some parking marshals, at least for the first couple of months, just to help with the flow of the traffic. And then we'd also recommend anyone who's going to the pharmacy, if they can collect in the evening or the weekends, it will be a lot quieter and it'll be a bit easier to access. So there will be patient parking, but at times it is going to be a bit limited. Obviously, we know it's going to be disruptive. We fully appreciate that. For our patients and our staff, it's going to be really difficult. And we recognise that. And, you know, we apologise for that. We don't want to be causing any disruptions to our patients being able to get in. But it's imperative that we extend the building. Otherwise, we won't be able to keep providing services for our growing population. It just won't be possible. So we really have to future-proof the building. And it's gotten to the point now where we absolutely have to go ahead with the work. So we are really sorry for any disruption to anybody, but please know that it's for the long-term benefit of all of the patients that we're serving.